Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louis DiBiase here joining you on this Thursday edition of the show. We've got one more podcast for you as well tomorrow. I am joined today by one of my co-hosts. It's been a long time since he's been on the podcast, but happy to be back, or at least with me. It's been a long time. Lars Lewis. Larry, welcome back to the show. We're deep into the offseason here, but the theme of today's podcast is going to be really just a bunch of question marks because of the COVID-19 virus outbreak, aka the coronavirus, and the impact it's had on the sports world and the impact it could have on the Eagles and the NFL offseason. You know, we've talked a lot about the free agency process and the, you know, the combine was last month, and you know, you had the pro day circuit underway this week, and a lot of that now is kind of up in the air, much like the NBA, NHL, the NCAA, all these other leagues, their play-in seasons are being postponed right now. So we're kind of just up in limbo with what's going to happen in the sports world right now.
Well, I think it's also quite crazy that not only that, March Madness is canceled.
Yeah, that's right.
MLB spring training is canceled. The first month of the regular season's getting, I'm sorry, the first 2 weeks of the regular season's getting pushed back.
What do we have right now? Just golf? I mean, is that all
golf
we have?
Golf is really the only thing that's still active.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're a golf fan, I guess, then that's what you're going to maybe have to cling on to this month. And
you got
maybe
a certain big event coming up in about
right.
Actually, a big event was today. It was the Players Championship.
Players. That's right. So, but yeah, it's crazy. It's so, I don't think the seriousness, the severity of this disease and this outbreak really resonated with me until yesterday when all the sports leagues started getting, you know, canceled, postponed, when the NBA and the NHL and the MLB and March Madness is canceled, like when things like that are happening and those huge corporations that, you know, a lot of it is all about money and they're making these drastic decisions, that's when it kind of hit home for me when I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is a real thing.
Yeah, obviously, there is a little tidbit of information I'll share with you. With the National Hockey League, as we're going to talk about the city of Philadelphia in itself in just a minute, because obviously the Flyers are in town. Mm-hmm. The last time that the National Hockey League did not award a Stanley Cup champion an actual played season, we're not going to count the lockout in 2004-2005, was in 1919.
Wow.
It was canceled after five games.
So 100 years ago.
Yeah, almost 100 years ago. The series of the Stanley Cup final was canceled after five games had been played due to an outbreak of Spanish flu.
Well, that's what's crazy, Lars, is that for a lot of these leagues, you know, the NBA announced tonight, probably 10 minutes ago, Adam Silver on TNT said that it's going to be at least a 30-day postponement. But, you know, with this virus, who knows how long this outbreak is going to continue and how strong it could get, when it could maybe simmer down. So if you're the NBA, if you're the NHL, and you're leaking into May or June and you haven't even started the playoffs yet, I mean, you got to remember these off seasons for those leagues aren't as long as the NFL. The regular seasons for them get back going again, you know, in the fall, in October, in November. So you probably can't have the NBA playoffs in July or August, right? So the state of the seasons are up in the air. It's not just that they're postponed right now, and that in itself is crazy, but who knows? I mean, like you just said, there might not be a Stanley Cup champion this year, and an NBA season that I've enjoyed more than any in a very long time with so much unknown and so much parity. I mean, the fact that we might not get a resolution for that is just, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, I'd say so. Especially it affects the city of Philadelphia, given the fact that the 76ers are in a playoff.
Well, yeah, they have two playoff teams, yeah.
Right, and the Flyers are in a playoff spot right now, and I tell you, Lou, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
I've never experienced anything like it either. I mean, of course, I'm only 22 years old, but this is the first time where like a global crisis has really impacted. I mean, of course, because me and you work in the media and the sports world, like directly for me, I feel way more entrenched in this and impacted by it than anything, you know, growing up.
Right. Because this has been essentially our life, not just our careers at this juncture, but our whole livelihood has been revolved around sport.
Well, it's an escape too, right? And that's what kind of hurts this too, is that a lot of people, now we're not going to have that. Not saying they're making the wrong decision. I think this is the right call to prioritize the safety of everybody, the players, staff, fans. But at the same time, like, sports is what kind of helps a lot of people get away from these serious crises, you know, in life and around the world. So,
And think of it, the Olympics are also this year in Japan.
Right. So it is it is a crazy thing that's going on right now. I mean, Lars, I felt like I was in a movie today, just going to the grocery store and seeing you can almost feel the panic in people. I mean, the crazy amounts of people buying excessive amounts of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. I mean, there's large gathering bans everywhere now. I mean, we live in New York where there's now a large ban of 500 plus.
This is insane right now.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Rite Aid and there was almost nothing left. It was picked clean. You almost can't get a little bottle of hand sanitizer anywhere now. So it's crazy. You're going to have a lot of time now, though, to listen to podcasts, right, and just kind of stay at home and stay with, you know, not a lot of people. And, you know, it's crazy. But at the same time, you know, we still have an off season to get to at some point. And that's the thing with the NFL, is this could really impact when the Eagles can start signing free agents, when the pro days will continue, when the NFL draft gets going. But that will happen eventually. It's not – that's the one thing the NFL
has. There's just no timetable at this point.
Right. That's the difference. It's like the NBA, the NHL, those seasons are up in the air, whereas for the NFL in the offseason, like, those things have to happen, and they will eventually. But it might not happen when we think. And that's what we're going to get into coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. The coronavirus outbreak could affect when the free agent window opens. It could affect the pro day circuit, and that could all directly affect when the 2020 NFL draft gets going. So we're going to talk about that coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louis DiBiase and Lars Lewis joining you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, Eagles fans across the globe, hope you're staying safe in what is a crazy time right now across planet Earth, and because of this COVID-19 outbreak, Lars, and it's directly affecting the sports world in a severe way. And the NFL, you know, it's not to the extent of the NHL and the NBA and the MLB and March Madness, where the core of those seasons, right, the playoffs, the giant college basketball tournament, the status of those are up in the air. The NFL, of course, the regular season still 6-7 months away, but it was just reported about an hour ago before we hopped on this podcast from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk that the NFL is seriously considering postponing the opening of free agency, and the tampering window opens this coming Monday. And then on Wednesday, teams can officially start making signings. So that's only in a couple days, Lars, and that might not happen. I mean, that's something that could get pushed down, because you imagine all these free agents traveling across the country making official team visits. Teams are already stopping their scouts, their coaches, from going to these pro days. The official owners meeting was canceled in Florida. So you would imagine now, too, free agents probably won't be traveling around the country right now to other teams. And thus, that's going to push that down the road a little bit.
Yeah, and I'd also, you have to take in to account that with the Eagles in particular, this is a crucial offseason.
Oh, it's huge. Them,
given the fact that there's a lot of unpredictability about Dak Prescott's contract, there's also disputes between the players and the owners. We might be having another lockout this year. There are so many factors that it's almost impossible. If you're Howie Roseman and you're the Eagles, how are you going to attack this offseason with all of this happening? Mm-hmm. And you know what you need in the draft. You have a lot of draft picks with the compensatory picks this year.
Yep.
Now you have that option of getting free agents now has severely been altered. And now it actually becomes even more important of getting the right draft picks.
Sure.
Because you don't know what's going to happen in the free agent market given all of this that's happened.
Well, that's See, I thought about that, and I wondered how this will directly impact the draft. And not just that free agency is going to get pushed down the road, but also the pro days, because the Eagles, the Philadelphia Inquirer reported yesterday that the Eagles will not be sending coaches to pro days. And pro days are already underway. Clemson's was today. Me and Gino were at the University of Buffalo one yesterday. So they're going. But those, if scouts aren't going, if coaches aren't going, the pro days could also get postponed. So that could directly impact the start date of the NFL draft. I can't imagine, Lars, that if free agency doesn't start before April, if the pro days don't continue before April, that they're going to have the draft start on time, because those are legitimate factors of a team's offseason that have to happen. Like, you're not going to have
an OTAs that goes into mid camp.
You're not going to have a draft happen without teams being able to have official pre-draft visits, without pro days, without free agency getting going. So if that doesn't happen until April, you would imagine the draft, like you said in segment one, could leak into May, maybe June. And again, we don't know, because this virus is so unpredictable right now. There's no timetable for anything. So like everybody, we're kind of in limbo, just waiting to see what the league is going to do and what the Eagles can do.
Yeah, and there is one bit of news that we could report. This was a few hours ago. The Eagles have tendered exclusive rights for free agent Cameron Johnston, punter. You're not going to get a whole ton of news, as obviously.
You might get some in-house stuff, right?
Because of all this. It's GAT.
I mean, you'll probably learn about more of their intentions when it comes to Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod, you know, Darby Mills, Kamu Grugier-Hill. But yeah, it for the likes of Byron Jones, and if the Eagles are really going to go all in on trying to sign him to a massive contract this year, or
that's been put back now.
Right. So the unrestricted free agents that aren't with the team right now, that weren't former Eagles, we're not going to know Monday, like we were set to, most likely. And again, there hasn't been a decision made. It's likely to come on Sunday. But yeah, you won't know probably what's going to happen there for a little bit, because they can't come visit these teams. And that's, again, that's a huge part of this. So everything in sports, not just the NFL, is just up in the air because of this virus. And it's just it's a crazy time to be living anywhere, and especially in the sports world. So, but even you look at a team like the Chicago Bears, I mean, they're canceling pre-draft visits already. They've canceled their draft party. So again, I just don't think you can jump into the draft in late April without all of that stuff still happening. I don't know. Would you imagine the draft happens without pro days?
No.
Yeah, I agree. I was wondering, because I don't know.
Without free agency? You
know. Yeah. Well, not definitely not without free agency. Free agency is going to happen before the draft. Although, Lars, I would kind of prefer it the other way. I would almost like the draft to happen first, so I don't have to overpay for needs with money. I would rather draft needs than overpay for needs in free agency, but it's not going to happen. I think that free agency will happen before the draft.
Well, I think free agency plays a huge factor on who you draft, and obviously
and
I think
the first
couple rounds, because if you're Philadelphia, your corner situation is extremely shaky.
That's an understatement, Lars.
Yeah, it's because you have a lot of options right now in the first round. You can either get a weapon for Carson Wentz, you get a receiver like a Henry Ruggs. Well, actually, at this point, you're going to have to trade up to get a Henry Ruggs.
Yeah.
And wishful thinking, as always. But then you also have to think about getting a cornerback, and also you need
safety,
a linebacker, or somebody like a Patrick Queen. Mm-hmm. There's so many options on the table, and when you don't address free agency, if you don't have that opportunity to, if you do end up signing a Byron Jones, okay, now you can just focus on getting a wide receiver or a linebacker. Mm-hmm. It could severely alter that pick for the next 5 to 6 years with what happens in free agency.
Sure,
because
if
Byron Jones is the big fish in the pond when it comes to that position at corner. Philadelphia now is going to have to think about who they're going to take in the first round. Are they going to take a cornerback? Are they going to take a linebacker? Are they going to go after one of the deep wide receiver class that they have? All of these options are now in play because of what's happening.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, I don't think the league is going to only give the Eagles – you know, 2 weeks to figure that out after they sign free agents instead of the month they would have right now. So I do think that the entire timeline will get expanded. It won't just be, okay, free agency and the pro days and all these pre-draft visits, they're going to get postponed into April and the draft stays in late April. I think if those things get moved back, I to think the draft will get moved into April. I mean, or into May, excuse me. I do think that you can do it the other way. The NBA does it this way, where the draft happens first and free agency happens second, because the way you're describing it, okay, you pay Byron Jones, now maybe I don't want to draft Christian Fulton in the first round. You can also, though, have it the other way. So I would be okay with the draft coming first before free agency. I mean, you could draft, you know, like you said, you could trade up for Henry Ruggs and say, okay, now we don't really want to go pay Robbie Anderson a big contract, or hey, we found a way to get two really good corners. Maybe now we don't want to shell out $18 million a year for Byron Jones. But I don't think it's going to happen, because the NFL has it structured this way for a reason, that free agency starts first, and it's because they want the veterans to have the upper hand. They want the leverage for them to get more money, and right, yeah, you already have paid. Yeah, and if you already have a lot of your needs figured out from the draft, then a guy like Byron Jones might not make his money in the open market. So I think that's the reason that it will stay the way it's structured now, and maybe it's just going to leak into the summer, which is crazy, man. We could have a draft where, you know, we could have a pool party for it.
That'd be nice.
That would be fun.
But anyway, I can tell the discrepancies between how the NFL runs their free agency to draft and the NBA. With the NBA, the rules are a little bit different, to where there's only 12 players on a roster. There's only two rounds of draft picks. There's only like two players that they select, or rare times more. The NFL is a far different game, where you have like seven picks, or give or take a couple more, a couple less. Because you got to field a team of 53. Free agency in the NFL kind of alleviates sort of the burden a bit when you're making these draft picks, and then you can actually fill out some more positions. Where in the NBA, there's just far less players, and free agency becomes a lot more prevalent, because there's only two picks you make in the draft.
No, yeah, but see, for me, I would almost rather have it be the NBA way, from a team perspective, not from a player perspective, because it does give an advantage for veterans to be able to get contracts before the draft. But I would love to not say, oh, we overpaid, you know, Robbie Anderson, we paid him $13 million a year, but then, oh man, Henry Ruggs fell to pick 16 or 17, and all we had to do was trade up and get rid of a third or a fourth to go get him. Maybe then we wouldn't have paid Robbie Anderson. So I would prefer the draft come first, but regardless, it will stay the way it's structured right now. It's a fascinating conversation. It's a good, you know, talk about philosophy of, you know, league structure, but it's stuff that, you know, now we're kind of talking about because of COVID-19. It really is heavily impacting the sports world, and all of these leagues that are, you know, billion-dollar industries are having, you know, now again, I feel like it really resonates more, the severity of it, because these leagues that'll do whatever it takes to make more money, the fact that they have to suspend all these crazy big events really shows the unknown about the coronavirus. And it's a crazy time, again, as we've said right here on Locked On Eagles. Let's take one more break, Lars. When we come back, we'll wrap up this conversation. We'll get into a little bit more of how this can impact the NFL draft and just impact life right now. This is Locked On Eagles. Louis DiBiase and Lars Lewis joining you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, we are wrapping up this Thursday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louis DiBiase here, joining you with Lars Lewis. So, Lars, we've really been touching on COVID-19 and how severely it's impacting the world, and, you know, specifically with sports, because that's our job right now as members of the sports media, and how it's impacting the Eagles. It's going to probably push back free agency and the pro day circuit and pre-draft visits, which then likely will push back the NFL draft. But when the draft happens, because it's not going to get canceled, there will be an NFL draft. However, Lars, it might not be the same spectacle that it's been for, you know, a decade and a half now. It was supposed to be in Las Vegas this year.
Oh my God. The things we were seeing, guys coming off boats and onto the stage.
It was supposed to be a crazy presentation when it was going to be awesome. And I really hope it can still happen. But you see all the large crowd bands everywhere across the West Coast and now on the East Coast. We live in New York, and there was a large crowd gathering band of 500 plus. So it's happening across the country now.
Same with the city of Philadelphia. I believe that the mayor said that.
Yep.
There'll be no more gatherings over 1,000 people for the next 6 months, which kind of puts the home opener for the Eagles in jeopardy.
I saw that, but I think that report was I don't know if it was accurate, because I'm seeing 30 days now. And hopefully that's not the case, because, if it was 6 months, that could dip into the season. But real quick, back to the draft. For reference, the draft in Nashville last year, Lars, had over 600,000 people there. The one in Philadelphia in 2017, I was there. There were probably more there that year. I don't remember the exact number, but that was there were so many people. And you imagine Las Vegas. I mean, there's got to be a lot of diehard football fans that are going to easily chomp at the bit, like instantly shell out money to go take a vacation in Las Vegas and
because
go to the NFL draft.
Because it's the Raider franchise in Vegas, too.
And, of course, too, it's Las Vegas. So, I mean, that's going to probably have maybe a million people there at that thing. So I think even when the draft is on, they might not have that live audience. This could be a thing where it's almost a return to the original ways of the draft, where it's not this private secretive event at some hotel lobby. It's not going to be some conference.
That's right. It's pretty wild seeing the old Pete Rozelle drafts.
Yeah, right. It's not going to be like that where, you know, they're in this hotel lobby or it's in a conference call between all the owners. There's still going to be a large media production, but this might be a thing where it's Roger Goodell and some team officials in, you know, a studio announcing picks. Or you know what it could be, Lars? It could be like what the day three of the NFL draft TV production is like, you know, on that Saturday where players aren't there, the crowds are smaller, and, you know, each picks, they're not always announced at a podium by Goodell or by different celebrities and former players and stuff. Sometimes it just pops up at the bottom screen. I feel like that'll maybe be the setup if fans are not allowed to go to the draft.
I think so, too. I wouldn't be surprised if they do the Pete Rozelle style draft where commissioner comes up, he makes the pick, it's in a ticker, we have highlight footage, and then we go on to the next team on the clock.
Can we bring back the helmet phones?
I would not
too?
Be surprised if there are no draftees at the draft this year.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lars. If we're gonna go back to that though, can we bring back the helmet phones?
Oh my God, those are awesome. Yes, right? We need those.
So if we're going to go back to the old ways by necessity, let's bring back some of that cool nostalgia.
Yeah, they should make the most of this. Like, okay, so if we can't have a crowd, let's do it old school.
Let me and you run it. We'll do a good job.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
But yeah, Lars, so you know, we got no basketball now. We've got no hockey, although I've kind of staled on that anyway. But we might have golf. Outside of that, though, even free agency and pro days might be postponed. So I guess we're gonna spend a lot of our time with some other hobbies. And, we're still going to be doing the Lockdown Eagles podcast. But
we're going to try. We're going to try to come up with as many ideas as we can.
Oh, trust me. I've got plenty of ideas. I could do a podcast every day still. Don't worry about that. We'll still be here.
Oh, I got one. But, see, we could tease the audience here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Imagine having an Eagles Madden pod.
Okay, we could do some. That's the thing. Now that we can't watch sports, we're going to have to get creative. We're going to have to do sports video game stuff. You know what else we can do, too? I'm going to be watching a lot of old Eagles classic games on YouTube. And if you type in, like, full Eagles games, if you just type that in on YouTube, Lars, they have a lot of the classics. Obviously, Super Bowl 52, the double doink game last year against the Bears, right? All these, the Miracle in the New Meadowlands. But if you type it in, there are some like crazy underrated games that people have just posted on there. Like,
I was actually watching this one. It was called the Body Bag Bowl.
Yeah, the Body Bag Bowl.
Let's do a live watch of that.
Yeah, we could do that too. But like, there's some cool ones. It's a random game from 2010, but it was Eagles Colts. Michael Vick dueling with Peyton Manning, and the Eagles won that game. And that to me was actually one of my favorite games growing up watching, which kind of shows my age. But so you know, we're gonna have to spend some time watching some former live games, because right now there's just sports are kind of dead. So.
I think there is one game that I feel like we should watch, and it caters to both not only Eagle fans around the world, but also in the city that we're in, the Eagles-Bills game in 1990.
Ooh, I like that. Is that the one when Cunningham threw like a 90-yard
touchdown? Cunningham ducked under Bruce Smith and threw it 70 yards out of his own end zone.
Carson Wentz's first ever game against the Cleveland Browns is also up there on YouTube. So if you're missing sports and you want to watch some action, YouTube's got a lot of full Eagles games on there, so do check that out. But again, we'll keep you updated, and of course everybody's tuned in and locked in on social media right now in the news and continuing to follow this COVID-19 outbreak, Lars, and you know, hopefully it does slow down, hopefully it does get better, so we can have basketball come back and golf and March Madness maybe, and you know, the NHL, and we can get back to some big time news for the Eagles, because like you said, it's a huge offseason for them, and I'm excited to see eventually what they do in free agency. And I knew you were going to say that, and in what they do in the draft. So hopefully it's sooner rather than later. But again, right now, you know, we're kind of just in limbo.
Well, limbo we will be, but news we will provide.
Absolutely.
And we'll have plenty more for the beautiful fans throughout the world for the Eagles. And I gotta say, Louis, we're kind of in a void right now. It's gonna be tough to come up with as many ideas as we can, because when there's no off season, everything's pushed back. It's gonna be tough, but I know for a fact that we're gonna come through. We're gonna give you guys some fire material. You're gonna love it.
Don't worry, I have plenty, Lars. It's not hard in this head to come up with content. I'm thinking about the birds 24/7. All right, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Louis DiBiase here with Lars Lewis. We'll be back tomorrow wrapping up this week of podcasts. We've had some really good ones this week, actually, with the offseason simulations that me and Gino posted the past couple days. We got into our network-wide Locked On mock draft on Monday, so make sure you subscribe on any podcast platform or on LockedOnEagles.com. For Lars Lewis, I'm Lou DiBiase signing off. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go, Birds.